It's time to enter Mr. B's neighborhood. Scott Bertelson brings you an interview with a North Iowa neighbor each second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 5:30 p.m. Find this and other episodes of Mr. B's Neighborhood on our website, KIOW.com. Now here's Scott Bertelson, Mr. B.
Oh yes, it's that time again. It's time for you to pull up a chair beside the radio, get a cup of coffee, get a sweet roll, and listen to the melodious tones of Mr. B's Neighborhood. Oh, I'm not sure about the melodious, but anyway, I'm glad that you're here. And I have found another wonderful person from the North Iowa area who has graciously said that she would come in and talk with you. And that is Mrs. Kayleen Erdahl, teacher at Lake Mills Middle School. Hello, Kayleen.
Hello.
A woman of many words.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Kayleen, the reason I wanted to have you on here is that I've known you for a long time as a speech coach, and I consider you a friend, and I think that you have quite a legacy at Lake Mills Middle School.
That's very nice of you to say.
But I want to get something out of the way before we continue.
Okay.
What year did you graduate from Forest City High School?
I did not graduate from Forest City High School. I went through my freshman year.
Oh, that's what happened.
And to back up from that, I was born and raised in Forest City.
Yes.
But my father, Ronald Hanna, was killed in a farming accident in 1977. And a couple of years after that, my mom met and married a fellow from Lake Mills, Laverne Valdahl. And that's why I went to Lake Mills.
Oh!
So I graduated from Lake Mills in 1982.
I feel much better because I was trying to remember you. Because I came in 81 and I had no recollection. But of course, I don't even know what I ate this morning. So, you know. So, okay. Well, that clarifies that then.
Yeah.
Kayleen. All right. So, Kayleen, tell me a little bit about your family, your children, your husband. Where are your children now? What's going on?
Okay. Well, my husband's name is Raymond Erdahl. Mm-hmm. We just celebrated our 40th wedding anniversary in March.
Congratulations. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wow.
We
have four
children and two grandchildren. Starting at the top, our oldest son is Clark. He lives in Kansas City, works in construction. Our oldest daughter is Toni, and she is married to Chris Roberts. They live in Ankeny. They have a son, Roman, who's 5, and a daughter, Mosley, who's 3.
Oh.
Toni is the event planner for the Hoyt Sherman Place. And Chris is the athletic director for Brody Middle School, Des Moines Public Schools.
Oh.
All right. Our youngest son, Sam, lives in Los Angeles.
Yes.
He works at Universal Studios as an acting tour guide while auditioning for acting jobs. And on top of that, he recently started taking classes again to further his degree.
Oh, my gosh.
And our youngest daughter is Hallie, and she works in Clear Lake at the Gabrielson Insurance. She also teaches fitness classes at Uptown Fitness in Lake Mills.
My goodness. That's got to keep you busy on the weekends.
Yeah. One more reason to look forward to a weekend.
Oh. I guess that's true.
Sure.
Yes. My goodness. It sounds like they all have highly successful careers.
I think they're happy, and that's what I want.
That's it, right there, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's it, right there. They're happy. Yeah. Very good. Okay, well, speaking of happiness, how long have you taught at Lake Mills Middle School?
I've taught in Lake Mills for 33 years, following 5 years teaching in Emmons, Minnesota.
You taught in Emmons?
That's where I started, yeah. It was a great place to work. Great people.
Yes.
I especially remember my dean,
yes,
Tom Sheehan. I learned so much from him. It's a great place. And now I have many of those students, kids, in my classes.
Is that something?
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
I primarily teach sixth grade now, reading and social studies.
Yeah.
I have done sixth grade science, communications, and math, but few and far between because normally we have enough students to round out a larger number of teachers. And so I don't have to take those. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm also the pre-K through 12 librarian. So having a full teaching schedule, a very close friend of mine named Carol Thompson, she works full-time in the library and does most of the work in there under my supervision. It works out great.
Oh, my goodness.
I do all the ordering, the mark records, the legal issues, but Carol does the day-to-day library things.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what else have you done extracurricularly?
Well, coached a little bit of middle school cheerleading, but mostly.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, I also did the fall play a few years.
Oh.
But, I guess there's the volleyball program in there, too. I worked for Mr. Beamer for approximately 14 years covering the book. And the one thing I'm most proud of would be the high school speech director.
Oh, and how long have you been doing that?
Just finished my 32nd year.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Isn't that gratifying?
That is the exact perfect word for it.
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
It's been so, how do I describe it?
Mm-hmm.
Fulfilling.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Getting to know those kids a different way rather than just a sixth grade reading social studies student.
Yes.
But watching them blossom in a whole different way. It's amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, you're a woman of many talents then.
I'll take your word for it.
I don't only just dish out compliments to certain people.
Oh, okay.
You know,
okay.
You're the lucky one there. So, so anyway, with those extracurriculars, Kayleen, that you were involved with all those years, which probably it felt like just a few years, I'm guessing.
Doesn't it go fast?
Oh my gosh. Oh.
It just goes so fast. You start with speech. I was in speech. And greatly admired my speech coach, Helen Slotto.
Yes.
Who was also my mom's speech coach, so we both have wonderful memories.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I remember learning things about speech from her, but jumping into being the, you know, speech director.
Yes.
Whoa,
yes.
Steep learning curve. I spent so much time going over that speech coach manual. You go to the speech contests, and of course you watch your own kids, but then you spend your time watching other students to see how other coaches are getting things done, because there are so many different categories that you didn't do yourself that you wanted to learn how to do it, and it was like I said, a steep learning curve. Yeah.
Just to back up a little bit, Helen Slotom, I had such fond memories of her.
Wow.
I remember her when I was just a wee one as a speech coach, and she'd be at the contest, you know.
Yeah.
And she was a presence to be reckoned with.
She knew her stuff. And,
she did.
She didn't take no for an answer. She was right. And she was one of those females that I looked up to and went, you know?
Yes.
You got to fight for what you know is right.
Yes.
And I greatly admire her for that.
Yes, 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 yes. All right. So as a speech coach then, and then we can talk about other things too. I don't want it just to focus on speech, even though we both have a passion for that. But the thing when it comes to speech is, what can you give the audience a little idea of how the season works for you? When do you start?
Okay.
You know, how many contests do you go to?
We generally start preschool conferences. I put signs out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you interested?
Mm-hmm.
Here's some opportunities to do, you know, acting or mime or public speaking, radio address, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Get some interest. And we usually start our year going to the Chanasson Dinner Theater.
I see. That's your kickoff.
That's our kickoff. We do it the Sunday before Thanksgiving, because then you only have 2 days of school.
There you go.
In which you're tired because you don't get home till midnight. So we generally do that, and it gets them really pumped up.
Yes.
To act,
yes.
To do speech,
yes.
We start large group speech probably end of October. I've got them in there picking out pieces, mm-hmm. groups, mm-hmm. Group mm-hmm. members. Mm-hmm. We start practicing in November through mm-hmm. December, mm-hmm. get into January, really crunch time. And then, yes. you know, your first district large group is generally around the 21st through the 25th of January.
Yes, it is.
If you can mm-hmm. make it through there, you get to go to state the first weekend of February.
Yes, yes.
You do super well there, then maybe you get to go to Allstate two yes. weeks after that.
Yes, 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 yes. Okay. Now, you are not mentioning this, but didn't you win the banner at Allstate a few years ago?
That is probably one of the most proudest moments.
Yes, yes, yes.
I had four boys.
Yes.
Three seniors and one junior. Let's see if I can remember their names.
Okay.
Tyler Gasper.
Okay.
Jack Olson.
Oh.
Blake Grotwald mm-hmm. and Sam Erdahl. Yes, my son. And they
oh
loved group improv.
Oh.
They did it for quite a few years, and they just loved it. They did it. And they won it. And I, you know.
Congratulations. So wonderful.
You.
So
it's,
wonderful.
It's one of my most proud moments.
Of course it is.
In speech.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
I knew that they were having a good day when we went to warm up that morning.
Yes.
We were fifth to perform that morning.
Okay.
And we were in the warm up room.
Yes.
And when Blake licked Jack's hand, because I gave him the situation that they were trying out to be acts in a circus. I thought, you know what? We're ready. And they did it. They performed really well.
Fantastic. Yeah. Wonderful.
I still look up at that banner in our varsity gym and think,
absolutely.
Golly, I helped them get that.
Absolutely,
a little,
you
at
did.
Least.
That's right. That's exactly.
They did most of it, though. They're
yes.
really talented.
Yes.
They've all gone on to be very talented, happy adults. So
oh, my
proud
gosh.
Of them.
Wow. Well, I just wanted to make sure that I mentioned that. I don't want you to be so humble that you didn't mention that. So, and so then after you get done with large group, then you normally go into individual speech.
Right.
Is that correct?
1 week turnaround.
Oh, my goodness.
State, you know. So then you go to district individual.
Right.
And that's so much different than large
isn't
group.
Isn't it, though?
You really have to hope and pray everybody can get there for practice, whereas individual,
yes, yes.
if they get sick,
yes,
they
yes.
can be like, okay,
yes.
you can't come to Tuesdays. How about we try and fit one in later in the week to
right.
make up for it?
Right.
That doesn't happen with large groups. I always
no.
felt like individuals was easier.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Easier. More
yes.
categories.
Yes.
Got to have a broader knowledge base.
Yes.
But it was easier.
Yes.
And I equally mm-hmm. enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
I just, it's so much fun to see those kids conquer their fears
mm-hmm.
and do it.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Do you have any aspirations after you retire to be a speech judge? Or
I hadn't thought about
okay.
it, but I suppose I could think about it.
Yes.
Yeah. I guess we'll see.
Yeah. Okay. See whichever direction your life goes then.
Well,
okay.
Sky's the limit.
Now there you go. So, Kayleen, you've lived in this area a long, long time.
Yes.
You and your husband, what kept you here in the North Iowa area? What was it about living here that?
I guess both of us growing up.
Sure.
Being born and growing up in Winnebago County.
Sure.
Is a start. I mean,
yes.
you get used to it. Four seasons, although winter's not my favorite.
Okay. No.
But the four seasons, family.
Yes.
And friends here.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know,
yes.
those connections.
Mm-hmm.
They keep you here.
Yes.
You know,
mm-hmm.
they do. I don't know that I'll always stay here,
yes.
you know. But for right now, that's my foreseeable future.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love summer. I love.
And what is it about summer that you enjoy so much?
Oh, if I could get out there and ride my horses. I love swimming, gardening, walking, camping, canoeing, anything outdoors in the Iowa.
Those are your
summer.
Hobbies and interests, I'm guessing.
Right.
Yes, yes, yes.
Things I do.
You ride horses.
I've had a horse since I was probably 3 years old. My dad was definitely into horses, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I have three old grandpas now, and I just love them to death. I have to go home after this and feed them.
Oh.
Yeah. My kids use them for 4-H. So all four of them took horses to 4-H, which I did the same thing. So I really enjoy just a nice trail ride.
Oh, my gosh.
Not so much into competing anymore.
Okay.
Got over that in my 20s. You have children, then you just kind of stop those things.
I guess that's probably true.
But I love a good trail ride. Pilot Knob is so beautiful. And it doesn't even matter what season it is. It's so fun to go trail riding through Pilot Knob. We're lucky to have that here.
Yes. Yes,
we are. Another reason to stay in Winnebago County.
Absolutely. There you go. Yes. Do you have any, is it fair to ask at this point, upon your retirement, of subbing or doing anything like that, do you think? Or
I've thought about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to wait those 4 months.
You do.
Before you can, you know, work in an IPRS-related job. So that'll give me time to think about it, but I'm not opposed to it. I still have a lot of friends, you know.
Of course. And, of course.
One of my close friends, Rachel Bowman, who is my assistant speech coach, she teaches pre-K. And I kind of wonder, could I handle that? Not so much a very, very young teacher. So I've wondered, you know, if they ever called me in for that, could I do that? I don't know.
You never know until you face it.
That's right.
There you go.
That's right.
So, Kayleen, with all the great years you've had in the classroom as a middle school teacher and a coach and a play director and a sponsor of cheerleading and the librarian, too, what are some of the highlights? Is that a fair question? Or what have
course,
you enjoyed?
Like winning the banner for speech. That was one of the, you know, things I thought, well, you know, can you do that?
And then it
happened.
Can you
and
do
happened
that?
To be sitting right behind you in the auditorium when it happened.
I don't remember that.
Yes, you stood up and said, congratulations. And I was still thinking, did they just say Lake Mills? So, okay, yeah. That's,
and I meant it. Yeah.
Yeah, and you forgot.
Yeah.
When I first came to Lake Mills, there were two gals that I taught with that greatly influenced me.
Mm-hmm.
Barb Obley and Donna Ellingson. And then, of course, with them, I have to mention Jill Osterkamp.
Yes.
And we were a team.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, we were a team. We understood each other's strengths and weaknesses.
Yes.
I was always the big picture person. And Barb was the, okay, here is what we need to think about while we're going through this. And Donna was, okay, now let's put that into mathematical terms. But yeah. And Jill always picked up the loose ends. But we did a project called Small, Small World that involved all of the classes. It took us probably 3 or 4 weeks to get ready in the last few days of school. We put on an open house for 2 days for all the classes, parents, grandparents, community members to come in.
Yes.
And I really loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as time goes by, it just got so big. And they retired, and it was just me, and it was too much for me to handle.
Yes, yes.
And it got too much, so we've since stopped doing it, but that was huge in my life. I really enjoyed working with those people and getting those kids. It was almost like a giant speech project.
Oh, I bet it was.
They had to perform for everybody who came to their booth because they,
to
kind of make it short, they would choose countries.
Yes.
And then part of the language arts part of it was that they had to write to the travel agency or the consulate and get information back. Well, nowadays you can just get that off the internet, but we wanted them to learn how to write a proper business letter.
Of course.
You had to, there were certain subjects you had to research, geography, weather, their population, their culture, their foods, their sports, all those things. And then they had to present it in visual terms.
Yes.
And speech-wise. To the public.
Oh my goodness.
Categories. People going through had categories. They voted on who did the best.
Oh my gosh.
We had, it was.
It sounds very impressive.
But it was, yes, it was something. Mm-hmm. I still have students who are now teaching all across the country that say, hey, can you email me some of the information? Because I want to start that in my school. I'm very proud of that.
Absolutely.
Very proud of that.
Yes. Yeah. Was that a brainchild of that group?
Yep. Us four.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
It sounds like a wonderful interdisciplinary
Right. And that's what we were activity. Going for. Because there was a time in education where if you could tie everything together, you should, because it made the learning more concrete.
Yes. They bought
and
into
we
it
were
more.
We're really working on that. And mm-hmm. I have kids who will come up to me in a restaurant and say, Mrs. Erdahl, you know, how are you, blah, blah, blah. I still remember
when
we did Small, Small World and my rabbit got loose in your room or something like that. Or, you know, the chickens pooped all over the floor or whatever. It's like, yeah, we've had calves in my room. We've had pigs. We had a snake that was over 15 feet long. Matt Tweet brought that in. I will never forget that because I'm scared of snakes.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. So I will. There are some great memories there, but I'll never forget that. It was awesome. It was awesome. Yeah. You know, nowadays at the end of the school year, I have a geography bee to kind of replace that.
And yes.
All year long, in sixth grade social studies, you teach geography and culture.
Yes.
So they have to know their geography, and we end it with that.
Yes,
not
yes.
Quite as big, but still the kids enjoy it.
Yes.
Unless we have a whole lot of snow days, and then we just don't get it fitted in. It is what it is.
It is. Yes, it is. My goodness. Well, it just sounds like that you've had a wonderful experience with teaching.
If I had to do it all over again, I'd do it the same.
Yes, I totally agree with you with that. I'm sure that you, well, I would never want to speak for you, but you just felt like it was your calling. Did you know at an early age that you wanted to be a teacher?
First day I came home from kindergarten, I told my mom I was going to grow up and be a kindergarten teacher so I could play all day. But here's the kicker, though.
Okay.
As I got older, it was like, ooh, this is a lot to know. This would be really hard.
Yes.
And then I got into high school, and it was like, well, which one would I want?
Yes.
Definitely not math. I knew that. But yeah, no, I knew. I always knew I wanted to be a teacher.
Where did you go to for post-secondary?
Mankato State University, which is now called Minnesota State University at Mankato.
Right.
But yeah, Mankato State. I was a Maverick. Yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
Great.
Wonderful.
I kind of knew that early on, too.
You
I don't
did.
Know why.
Okay.
I had some friends that went there. Probably that. They influenced me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And does your husband work yet?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And what does he do? Actually, I don't think you mentioned what he does.
He's retired.
Okay.
He drives a school bus.
Oh.
Okay. And he does some odd jobs. He was a contractor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want a new bathroom, he can put the whole thing in there.
Yes.
You want to redo your kitchen, he can do that. Mm. You want a new deck built, he can do that.
Yes.
Doesn't do that so much anymore because he is retired.
Yes,
so it's only,
of course, yes.
You know, little things here and there. But school bus driver, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, of course, me working with the volleyball team drove all the volleyball things.
Oh, my goodness.
And he also did the camera for Mr. Beamer for the volleyball.
Oh, my God.
We'll miss that.
Yes.
But it was great. But, you know, weekends now, probably want to go see the grandkids because I know my grandson started soccer.
Oh, my God.
So, me, a soccer grandma is high on my list.
Yes.
There you go.
That's wonderful. Oh, that's wonderful. Okay. Is there any question there that I haven't asked you that you prepared an answer for, Kaylee?
No, just like maybe some of my other interests.
Well, I would love to hear about your other interests.
Concerts.
I had a feeling that was coming.
Yes.
So tell me about concerts, your relationship.
My husband and I love old rock and roll. 60s, 70s, yeah. We go to concerts quite a bit.
And where do you go, may I ask?
Usually the cities and Des Moines. Yeah.
Well, tell us some of the people that you've seen, some of the groups.
Oh, wow. We started way back with, Kenny Rogers, was he one of our first dates?
Oh, my
I don't know.
Goodness.
Oh, yeah, we've seen Bob Seger, oh. Paul McCartney. Oh. But you can't forget the Eagles because they are my
I know.
Favorite.
They, yes.
I
yes.
love the Eagles.
Yes.
And I've loved them since their yes. first album.
Oh, my gosh. You're a true groupie.
Yes, yes, I could make a job out of that, but I don't think it pays well. So, yeah.
Probably
yeah,
not. Yeah. But fulfilling.
I should mention, we've been out to Las Vegas to see George Strait. So he's amazing.
He's coming to the Surf.
All right. I probably
this
need
summer.
To get tickets.
This summer.
To, yeah.
I think. Oh, that's George Thurgood. Is there a difference?
Is there a difference? I can't even believe you said that. Yes, George Thurgood, or whoever that is,
okay.
You just said.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, it was George.
Rocker.
Okay.
George Strait is
yep.
country.
Oh, he's country. Yes, 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 yes. Yeah.
He's, he's right up there with Johnny Cash there, if that said, if that means anything to you.
Okay? Oh, yes, Johnny Cash is an icon. Yes,
yes, yes. And George Strait would be considered that, too. He's very, very good.
Okay, okay.
And he puts on a really good concert.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
As does Willie Nelson. Seen him, too. Really good.
So you really have a love for country music then?
Guess or rock.
Rock. Country rock. That
both.
Okay.
I'm going to say both.
Okay.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I've done most of the Tree Towns.
Okay.
A friend that I teach with right now, Lindsay Schnebley, she I didn't go to the first one, and she's now that I teach, she's like, "Are you kidding me? You didn't go?" So I had to go, and now I'm hooked. Okay, whether it's Tree Town or Country Thunder or now Denim Fest, I'm hooked. She
yes.
got me hooked.
My goodness,
mm-hmm.
That's wonderful.
It's so much fun.
Well, it's right in your backyard.
Well, right. Live music is
yes.
is so much better.
Yes, it
you
is.
You know, it is something.
Yes, it is.
I would recommend it to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, maybe that you can do in your retirement. You could be a roadie.
No, I'm going to pass. I'm just going to go to the concert.
Okay.
I'm going to pass on that. There's one that I just missed. On the morning I was supposed to go to the Ringo Starr concert, he came down with COVID. So we're still looking to see Ringo because we've seen George. And Ringo is still alive, too. Love
yes.
to see Ringo. And,
yes.
of course, we haven't seen George. What am I talking about? We saw Paul.
Yes.
Can't see George, can't see John, but
yeah.
we'd like to still see Ringo.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
he got COVID, and I get it.
Yeah.
You get that.
Yes.
It wasn't
yeah.
his fault.
No.
Looking to find him in concert and go.
Well, maybe he still would be in concert sometime. Who knows?
I know he is not in the Midwest right now.
Okay.
But, yeah. Would love to see Van Morrison, too.
Van Morrison.
Mm-hmm. Really good. Oh, John Fogerty, CCR. Can't, oh, yeah. I've got all these. See, I got to
you
retire
do have,
so I can
yes,
go to see all these concerts.
Yes. Well, you better get on the computer and find out where these people are.
I know.
Performing.
Well, I just know that Van Morrison is from
yes.
the, you know, what, Scotland? I'm not going there.
No.
I don't think that's in the
no.
budget. But
no.
when he comes over, probably Las Vegas or
okay.
L.A. or something.
But speaking of that, do you and your husband have any plans as to special places you would like to travel to that you haven't had a chance to visit?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see the Grand Canyon. Haven't seen that yet.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go back to L.A. and see some more things there. Stay with the youngest son.
Of course.
But I want to
mm-hmm.
go back to Sequoia.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go to Northern California, too, because I have a cousin that lives there. I'd love to see that. Love to see Oregon and Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And would love to go all the way across and see Maine,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. some of the Canadian provinces that I've taught for years.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's one thing to teach it. It's another
yes.
thing to see it.
Yes.
Love to see the Bay of Fundy.
Yes.
That'd be great.
Yes. Well, I hope that all is something that will happen for you.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
You've been traveling a lot, so
yes.
I'm going to follow your lead.
If I can walk, I travel.
Okay. Well, I'm still walking. So.
And even when I won't be walking, I'll still be traveling.
Good for you. I hear you get better seats with a wheelchair.
Well, folks, there is the life story of this Mrs. Kayleen Erdahl. Thank you, Kayleen, for being my guest today. I really, really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yes, thank you. And I wish you the very most amount of happiness in your retirement.
Thank you.
And that you can reflect on your life and realize what a contribution you have made in education, because you have.
I hope so.
Yes.
I hope my students become better people.
Yes.
And happy.
What more could you ask for?
Nothing.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. All right, folks. We wish you happiness out there in Mr. B Land. And remember that the only person who can make you happy is yourself. I wish you the best. Bye-bye for now.
You've just heard another installment of Mr. B's Neighborhood. Tune in to KIOW Mix 107.3 every second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 5:30 p.m. for Mr. B's Neighborhood. Missed a show or want to re-listen to one? Find episodes in podcast form at KIOW.com. It's located on the right-hand side of the homepage. Mr. B's Neighborhood, available at KIOW.com.